So, how do you cross the bridge from the mind to the imagination to the consciousness? You believe it is a practical journey. You look at it as though it is to do. It is not to do. It is a state. It is a position. It is a knowing. It is an automatic process. It is not something to do. It is not a practical application. It is something that will automatically occur when you are aware of the process. When I tell you that you must know yourself, when you know yourself, you will know others. And this process will be a natural process. It will occur. You are always trying to create a to-do list. You think you can apply this process by working out a journey to make. The only journey you need to make is to be aware of yourself, to be aware of what you are. Then there is no journey to make. It is automatically applied to the consciousness is where you arrive within one moment. This is how you cross the bridge from the mind to the imagination to the consciousness. You are aware of many situations within the people that you have chosen to surround yourself with, that although different, these situations are different within the conditioned world that you have created. They are exactly the same. The energy flow within them is the same as all the energy that flows upon the physical world you have created. Your complex creations allow you with your mind to think that the situations are different. They are not. They are exactly the same. They are based on separation. They are based on the formation of what your perception of negative and positive is. This process is designed by you. It is the same process within every situation that you are observing. It is a process of separation of one energy to become two energies, to go through a cycle to eventually become one energy, and that is the energy from the source. Your confusion lies with the complexity of each individual situation, when the reality is it is only one situation. All situations are one situation. They are simply one energy from the source. Your conditioning will consistently hold you back from understanding this. Whilst you are slowly beginning to understand this, within your time-created illusion, it is a slow process. Within reality, it is one moment. And this is applicable to all and every situation you are observing within the time created illusion you are in. Your physical time created illusion. When you truly know self, which you do not, when you truly know self, you will know this. And this is the point. You will cross the bridge from the mind to the imagination to the consciousness. You question self. You question your own decisions. Your own decisions are made through your mind. You are correct to do this. Your decision will lead you to enable you to cross that bridge. This is your condition. This is based on fear. This is based on guilt. This is based on right and wrong. It's based on your judgment of others. You have to remove all these emotions that you have put in place and you have to understand there is no right or wrong within you are questioning. You have to understand it is a driver, a form of energy that is pushing you towards the consciousness to enable you to understand. It is correct that you are constantly questioning, because your questioning will allow you, will force you to know yourself, to know what you are. You have to be tolerant to others. You have to be patient. You have to use the love from the source to enable you to make this journey into the consciousness, the reality, the source. So whilst you question your own morality, you are understanding self through others, because you are the same. Whilst you can rationalize through your limited knowledge of your physics, the things, some things I am telling you, you can rationalize. Until you are fully aware of consciousness, it is a morsel. It is a very small understanding of the vastness of the source, of the true energy of the source. Your very basic understanding of this will lead you in what you call time to understand more. These words are clear to you. I will say the same thing in a different way until you do understand. This is the reason you're here. When in reality, you do understand. Within one moment, you understand all and everything. Positive is negative, and negative is positive. One. You separated. You chose to separate. And you chose to join again, the two. This is the illusion you created. This is the physical world you created. You did this to repeat this process over and over again. There is only one. Because you do not comprehend time, in what time really is. You find it difficult to understand this. You do not understand infinity, therefore you find it difficult to understand this. It is not a question of understanding infinity or understanding time. It is a question of knowing. It is not a question of theory. It is a question of experience. Experience is knowing. This is your journey. This is what you chose to do. We are a pure form of consciousness, of consciousness energy. We are not separated by positive or negative, by good, by bad. Whilst we help you to understand this, we help ourselves to understand also the source. Your understanding of the source is limited through your conditioning, through your chosen condition. Whilst your understanding of physics will confirm to you the words that are spoken here, it will not allow you to cross the bridge from the mind to the imagination to the consciousness. It is but a step. It is but a part of the jigsaw. Until you complete the jigsaw, you will never fully be aware of all. Not so many are making this journey as you think, but many will relate to a part. This is completely different. It's based on their position within the sphere. The frequencies will join. They will cross. It will ignite. candle will burn brighter. But it is not the same for all. When you understand that we cannot predict, we will not predict, when you understand this, you will understand time, space, mass, infinity. Because you choose. You choose all as we choose. Because all has happened and all can happen and all exists within one moment. You are working within what you chose to work within. You are working within the energy of the souls. You are generating positive, what your perception of positive energy is. A different person may be working within what their perception of negative energy is, for a different reason that they chose to work within. But both energies are the same, leading to the same position. So continue. And whilst you remain within what you call positive, you will reach your destination. Lift the vibration energy.